We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's tales are Little Red Riding Scooter and Jack and Jill Go Down the Hill. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight we will listen to two transportation tales. In our first feature story, we will meet Little Red, who loves to ride her scooter all the way to Grammy's house. I wonder if Grammy will be home today, or perhaps an unexpected guest will be waiting for Little Red. Let's find out and begin our first tale now. Little Red Riding Scooter. Little Red woke up early in the morning and fetched the mail. There was a letter from Grammy. It said,
"Dear Little Red, I'm stuck in bed. Please bring some goodies so I may be fed."
Little Red grabbed some goodies and packed them in her scooter basket. Then she took off down the scooter path that led to her Grammy's house. Meanwhile, old Grammy was feeling a little bit better, so she decided to run out real quick and fetch some goodies for her visit with Little Red. She left a note for her granddaughter that said,
"Be back soon. Love, Grammy."
Then Grammy said goodbye to her big silly dog named Wolfie.
"Goodbye, Wolfie. Behave yourself."
Then Grammy was out the door. Shortly after Grammy left, Little Red came along riding her scooter. She parked and started to unload all of her things. Wolfie, the big silly dog, looked out the window and saw all of the tasty goodies that Little Red had packed in her basket.
I have an idea.
Wolfie hid the note from Grammy and then ran into the closet. Wolfie put on Grammy's nightgown, then her glasses, and to finish off the disguise, he placed Grammy's sleeping cap on top of his head to cover his furry ears.
"This granny outfit is sure to fool Little Red, and tasty goodies I'm sure to be fed."
Then he jumped into Grammy's bed and pulled up the covers. Little Red walked through the door.
"Hello, Grammy, I brought you some goodies."
"In here."
"In here, dear."
Little Red went into Grammy's room.
"Wow, Granny, you don't look very well."
"No, I'm still feeling a bit ill, but I haven't lost my appetite. How's about I have a sweet treat to eat?"
But Grammy, why are you all covered in fur?
Well, you see, dear, I haven't had a good shave in a few days, that's all.
Well, why do you have such a big nose?
All the better to smell you with, my sweet flower.
Just then, Grammy's sleeping cap slipped off the top of Wolfie's head, and his big ears came popping out.
Well, Grammy, why do you have such big floppy ears?
Why, that's just the new style. Besides, they help me hear better.
You're not really Grammy. You're just wearing Grammy's jammies.
Just then, the real Grammy came waltzing through the door.
Grammy, Grammy, someone is pretending to be you. Look.
Why, it's Wolfie, my big silly dog. What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Wolfie?
Well, I'm sorry, Little Red.
After Wolfie spent a little time in time out, he was allowed to join Grammy and Little Red for a picnic outside. They shared some goodies and had a good laugh. Then Little Red gave Grammy and Wolfie a hug goodbye, and she rode her scooter all the way home. The end.
Double feature.
For our second story, we will hear about Jack and Jill. These two little children were supposed to go up the hill and fetch some water, but instead they found all kinds of creative and fun ways to ride down the hill. Let's find out what sorts of silly hijinks these two children are up to and begin our second feature now. Jack and Jill ride down the hill.
Whee!
There once was a little girl named Jill.
Hi.
And a little boy named Jack.
Hey!
One morning, the two children walked up the steep hill together to fetch a pail of water from the well at the top. Just before they reached the well, Jack slipped and fell. Jill started to run down the hill after her brother, but slipped and fell too. The children rolled and tumbled down the hill.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack took a spill and rolled down the hill, and Jill came tumbling after.
Hey, Jack, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know what? That was kind of fun. I think I want to roll down the hill again.
Ha ha, me too.
Jack and Jill went back up the hill, then rolled down once more.
This is so much fun.
Let's do another run. What other fun ways can we get down the hill?
Jack grabbed his bike, and Jill grabbed her trike.
I'll race you to the bottom, little brother.
1, 2, 3, go!
Jack and Jill went up the hill and brought their bikes along. Jack rode to the bottom, and Jill nearly caught him. They laughed and sang a song.
The two children sped to the bottom of the hill, their wheels spinning fast until they reached the flat ground. Then they slowed down to a stop.
I made it down first,
but my bike went further.
Haha, cool. What else can we use to ride down the hill next?
Jill raced to the shed and pulled out her shiny red wagon. Jill towed Jack all the way up to the top of the hill.
Let's ride in the little red wagon together. Ready?
Ready! One, two, three, go!
Jill held on tight as their speedy red wagon charged down the hill.
That was thrilling!
Yeah, we rode down the hill really fast.
And our wagon went really far.
How can we top that?
Jack thought hard. Then he had an idea.
I know. Let's make a water slide.
Hooray!
Jack ran into the shed and grabbed a giant roll of plastic. Then he walked up the hill, unwinding the plastic behind him. Jill followed behind Jack and laid the plastic flat on the ground in a straight line.
Perfect. Now we just need some water.
Let's get some from the well here on the hill.
Jack took a bucket of water and splashed it on the plastic. Then Jill rode down on their new homemade water slide. She splished and splashed all the way down.
Ha ha, now it's my turn.
Jack rode down the water slide really, really fast.
Hey. This is the best ride yet!
Jack and Jill went up the hill and made a water slide. Jill splished and splashed and Jack went fast. The two had a wonderful ride.
The two children played happily outdoors, taking turns riding down the hill until the sun went down in the sky. Woo-hoo! The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's transportive double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.